Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, all automotive advertising news all the time, of course, hosted by Blog Talk Radio and linked directly to adagencyonline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising news. I'm Phil Zellinger. I'm the host of the show, Lunch with Phil. Coincidence, it's not part of the name. It is. It's Phil Zellinger. I, of course, am the president of Ad Agency Online. And I guess the best comment I can make to all of you out there, if you're a new listener, you're listening to an open business meeting. Our affiliated agencies, production partners, and current dealer clients are constantly trying to challenge me that I'm not going to be available if they need me now that I'm doing these talk shows and now that I'm running this free networking portal. And I assured them that I would set aside my lunch every day to make sure that I was available to give them updates on the status quo as well as tomorrow. And so far, so good. We've been doing this for some months now, and I'm very excited to say that the feedback I've been getting from our agencies, the input I get through the chat dialogues and the call-ins, has provided us a platform for us to share best practices, which, after all, is the whole concept of Ad Agency Online to begin with. First thing I want to address today is the common sense fact that if you do not have your June budgets already in place and committed, shame on you. At this point, we can still make some last-minute modifications on productions and media placements, but I strongly recommend that the avails, because of the July 4th weekend, are becoming tighter and tighter, so I strongly advise you to get anything you need to get done in today, tomorrow, because it's going to become very awkward to try and place media and or to get quality production done in time. I'll also mention that for those of you who set out a standard June schedule and your thoughts that that would be the way to fit your 30-day budget into your 30-day line items, don't forget, the factories at OEMs lately have been tagging out that they're going to be extending through to July 4th. I can't commit that the incentive programs will, but I can suggest from experience that they likely will. I know a lot of you get concerned about your RDR reporting and making sure you fit your line item budgets to your volume sales and per units, but you know, you got to look at the long haul. We're not in this up until the end of June. We're in this up until the end of our lives. So it's very important that we start reevaluating how we've created our budgets, our placements, and our calendars to make sure that we extend our message through to July 4th. Not just the creative now, but I'm talking about the actual placement schedules. Things like that are little buttons I want to make sure you all push with your clients, make sure they understand the value of, granted, we're going to close out the month, but that doesn't mean we close out the message. So it's important that we try to extend through till July 4th weekend, and I suggest to you all that it's going to be a tough market out there for those of you who are selling trucks and vans and SUVs, so it's important that we start thinking in terms of where can you market that product to. First thing you need to remember is the purpose of advertising is to get them in the door. If you advertise something that people do not want, they're not going to come. So my advice to you is, regardless of your franchises, put your gas models up there, put your message out there for that as the added value that your particular franchise or dealership can propose. If you're locked and loaded into a Hummer franchise, well, look in terms of CPOV product or look in terms of the message that you can make regarding gas relative to the other products within your comparables. I think it's important that you all also know that current logic for the CPOV to overcome credit issues is becoming more and more of a available to you all. Factory programs subsidizing new car leases is another opportunity. The credit crunch that's out there has impacted the auto industry. For those of you in the advertising game, recognize that your role has shifted to that of consultant. Because if all you do is create messages and production and create media placements, you're going to miss out on the fact that your dealerships need input. They need to understand current market trends that will impact their decision on creative. And right now, the message is very clear. The message starts with gas. It continues on with credit. And it closes with whatever you've got to do to make the deal, which means get them in the door on a relationship. And I want to expand on that point. More and more and more, we're starting to recognize that the creative messages that work are no longer limited to price and product. People have become a part of that formula. If you listen to last week's shows, if you look at some of the blog and the press releases that we've been distributing as an agency, you'll notice that a lot of them are tying into third-party social networking sites and the ability to get your message out through channels other than conventional means. This is a perfect example of it. I've been a strong proponent of Blog Talk Radio. It is a free resource that we take advantage of and we value, and I recommend that our communication distribution system, using it, is an example of something that you as dealers can use as well. So using cutting-edge technologies and applications and using third-party resources is the purpose of today's meeting, and that's the subject we're going to discuss. You may notice on our email blast out on Friday and our reference on our portal, we were anticipating having Ron Frederick. He's the president and founder of SmartWomenBuyCars.com online today. Ron did exactly what he should do. He's a car guy, and he had a customer to talk with and work with. So we discussed the fact that, you know what, I can anchor it. I just need someone that understands it, that gets it as to what the philosophy and what the applications of SmartWomenBuyCars.com in order to allow dealerships to cross the bridge, across the divide, I should say, in both the real and the virtual showroom between them and their consumers. In specific, a targeted segment of consumers called women. We need them. We love them. We can't live without them. So with that reality on the table, we decided to invite one of the original consultants that Ron brought aboard in designing and creating and maintaining this site, someone I've already had the privilege of having several conversations with the confidence that he can more than adequately represent the philosophy that Ron created and built in as part of the value added in his third-party resource of how to target women buyers, smartwomenbuyers.com. Gentleman's name is Carl Kramer. Carl, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning back to you. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tee you up with an introduction to the fact that, as I say, Carl's history is in the Promotions of America. He's involved in marketing to car dealers. He knows dealers. Ron, of course, his history is as a general manager and consultant and trainer. I give similar respect and value to Carl's history, and, of course, we all know me. At least if you don't, for the new guys, I'm Phil Zellinger, as I started with, and I was a dealer for 25-plus years. Wrote a couple of books on the auto industry, one of them being How to Sell a Car, which is a career training guide for the car business. I've always prioritized training. Even these shows are meant to allow our dealers to listen and learn, and my role is to do the same with best practices that we surface through guys like Carl and Ron joining us in these menus, our venues, rather. So I'm left with the confidence to you all that I'm going to ask Carl a very blank, simple question, and that is, how does SmartWomenBuyCars.com create an identity for a dealer that's female-friendly, that doesn't position themselves as a, quote, car dealer with their standard high-pressure sales antics? And what is it you think that SmartWomenBuyCars.com has as their first, their core differentiator, what makes them different than other sites trying to approach women, even those dealers trying to create their own identity? And what is it that you think that Ron has built into this site that's going to create added value for the dealers to join?
Well, Phil, let me answer that question. It's twofold. When I had the distinct great opportunity to work with Ron Frederick as he took the role of a GM with some major organizations. Promotion Company of America provided authentic travel getaways, no timeshare related, to Ron's organization, plus hundreds of other dealers throughout the years, and actually since 1992. When Ron came to me with the concept of SmartWomenBuyCars.com, he made a point, and the point was, quite frankly, in the 35 years that Ron was a GM, he was really tired of people bringing him products and ideas that just never worked. He took a leave of absence from an organization, developed the site, came to our company, explained what he was trying to do, and I said, Ron, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to fly to New York, and I'll put you in front of several dealer groups, and I'll know in 2 days if you have something. And Phil, let me tell you something. From the first presentation, the very last, and we covered many dealers in a two-day tour, the excitement was overwhelming. And let me tell you the reason why and what I found out. As you know, Phil, and I'm sure with dealers and your ad agencies listening right now, women are very uncomfortable coming into a dealership to buy or lease a vehicle. I've heard it in dealerships. Bring back your significant other, bring back your husband, and we'll give you a great price. Why can't that dealer, why can't the salesperson give the great price then and there? So what Ron did is he developed a site, unlike the others. I really don't want to mention the names, it wouldn't be fair, but the dealers listening, they know who they are. Ron has a refreshing approach. These are now women buyers delivered exclusively to your PMA zip code. You get the lead, you get the buyer, no one else sees it. So if you had 10 Ford dealerships in your PMA, if you had 10 Toyota dealerships in your PMA, you're getting that lead. That's the most important, and you're getting a now buyer. I know on the site, the certain characteristics of the site. It's user-friendly. The site offers 24-hour live chat. That's right, 24 hours, not 9 to 5. We're trying to bring women into a dealership, make them friendly, have a friendly greeting. And you know what the most important thing, Phil? All we ask for is that a woman will call the lead, and a young lady or will just greet that lady when they come in, make them feel very comfortable. We know that 78% of women would like to shop one site, Phil, not jump around. We know the industry. We know that 82% really of women in the household make the buying decision. Duran knows this. And you know what? The dealers know it, and it's a big, big part of the industry. It's so refreshing. He just added, put your dealer ad up. Put your ad up before the weekend newspaper. Imagine seeing your ad before the newspaper. How about a direct mail campaign? You're only mailing at 10,000. Broadcast it to 50,000. It's innovative. It's like I said before, very refreshing. And certainly, Promotion Company of America is proud to be part of it. You know, in the tri-state area, we're adding dealers as we speak. Any dealer listening right now, if you're looking to drive women into your store, stop doing the big direct mail campaign. Drive the women in, get yourself onto the site. I know Ron has been giving exclusive PMA territories, and I will tell you more than once, the response that I've had from our dealerships that are participating has been great.
You know, and if anything, to expand on what Carl is saying, I want to remind you all that let's start with the broader stroke picture, and that is simply this. You've got to go where the customers are, and that's the Internet. Now, if you really want to drill down to the logic of today's show, it's to remind you all that part of the role that we have is to filter through all the BS, you know, to go through, do an analytic on the site traffic, do a comparable on the products and services being offered, but most importantly, do a potential ROI analysis. In other words, realistically, how likely is it that you're going to be able to cut through the clutter with this particular message to approach the car shoppers that are online? And we've already recognized that 83% plus of people go online first to narrow down their search. We have coined the phrase, you know, the one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising needs. That's the logic that Carl just presented for women. This, when they find it, they recognize very quickly that there's a lot of resources, there's a lot of different dealers in different markets, and the most important statement that we often make on our portal, which is, again, one of the commonalities that we enjoy with SmartWomenBuyCars.com and why we selected them as a recommended vendor, is that they also have real-world integration and application. And I want to remind you all, the philosophy that we've been adhering to in this portal has been to blur the line between the real and the virtual showroom, to repeat processes that work in the real world and offer them on the virtual showroom. You know, the chat dialogue that Carl had referenced is an example of that. You know, that ability to meet and greet a customer when they first come to the site so you can proactively engage them and help them go through the facility. Well, that's in effect what we've done by installing the opportunity for a chat on the SmartWomenBuyCars.com. The information that they're able to drill down to and get without having to have a car salesman in their face, as you say, pre-qualifying them to bring in their significant other. The personality of the site and the way it's presented with the video spokes models that are integrated into it. All of these things are all existing best practices all in one spot. You know, again, in the review process that we went through in selecting SmartWomenBuyCars.com, the same courtesy and respect that Carl mentioned, I won't say the names, but you know who they are. We've had them on shows. We've interviewed them. We've been putting out press releases. And the fact that we were narrowing the process down, we narrowed it down. The winner was SmartWomenBuyCars.com because they offer the best of both, real and virtual. One of the things, I don't know if Carl has the information on, and I'll ask, and if he doesn't, then I'll fill back in, and that is the training and the real-world integration and application that's so critical. You know, as an ad agency, we should all recognize that one of the biggest frustrations we've had is the message on the street often doesn't match the message on the showroom floor, real or virtual. So we'll put a campaign together. We'll put a branding statement together, a reputation, should I say, image. We present it online. We present it in the productions. We don't go hard sell. We realize that, you know, it's not that kind of world any longer. People get information from a lot of places, and they're going to get it first and then decide where to go. So you have to get a rip of that filter and say, okay, we're going to go first. We're going to give them everything they need to know to make a decision to come to our store. They walk in the front door, and the first words out of the salesman's mouth is, hey, can I help you? You got any credit? You ready to buy today? What would it take? You know, guys, you put that in front of a woman shopper that's already been educated online to our alternates, and I'm telling you right now, she won't even walk in the front door. So the opportunity that I respected with SmartWomenBuyCars.com, besides the history that they share with us all of being, quote, car guys, is the fact that they bring into the dealership a training program. They literally come into the store for 3 days and do a hard installation. And Ron Frederick himself does that, a nationally trained trainer. Beyond that, they maintain and monitor the dealers, and they make certain that the feedback that they get, you know, guarantees that the women are treated that way when they do come into the dealership. You know, Carl, can you expand a little bit on your perception and or any information you have above and beyond what I just said in regards to the way they integrate into the real-world processes in the regards to the training program that they include?
Well, Ron Frederick is a Joe Verde certified trainer. And as part of a prepaid 6-month contract, Ron will come in to your dealership, not only do internet training, but do sales training. So you have two platforms, and I'm sure all of you listening to, this morning know the cost of a Joe Verde training session. Now, Ron will do this not one day, but he'll do this every 60 days. That means 3 days of training when you become a SmartWomenBuyCars.com client. That's important, and that's to show what Ron's going to do to support. He's not going to send another trainer in. Ron Frederick, the founder of SmartWomenBuyCars.com, personally will be there for you. That's important.
You know, and I think that speaks volumes, because, you know, everybody in their businesses have to know what do you do and what do you delegate. And for Ron to take on a personal responsibility for that, because he knows that he happens to be the best person in his organization to do it, that's an example of the investment that I think he's making, not only that he's made in the site and in the products and the services and the recognition of the need to target women shoppers, because they're very unique in their requirements, but the value that he presents in terms of the people behind the product. You know, there's another logic that I want to expand on, because obviously I think we're still moving forward and we're on track with the basic bullets that are coming with the relationship with SmartWomenBuyCars.com, and that is that, again, as ad agencies, we all have to recognize our responsibility not only to analyze ROI, but to give comparable leverages and free resources and networking opportunities. And one of the reasons that people tend to go to the internet is to put a filter on car dealers. It took us 50 years to create a relationship with our customers to have them hate us this way, but it doesn't change the reality of women even more so. So the best point I can make to you is the ability to leverage your own search engine optimization and search engine marketing investments by tagging to a relationship with a site, with a third-party site like SmartWomenBuyCars.com is very similar in the philosophy that we vested in already when you buy leads from Cars.com and the rest. The difference is that it's more than just a lead. It's a qualified relationship that's supported by a commitment of quality control and a commitment of a dealership that is female-friendly, I guess I'll coin the phrase. The logic that I'm putting on the table, guys, is that by investing in this third-party resource, you're not just getting leads. You're not just getting training. You're creating an online persona. You're creating a network relationship that you would never even get as a car dealer because they'll filter you out in their search. You know, all of the money you invest in your SEO and SEM for your own website is valued. We do it. We recommend it. It's critical. The real-world showrooms are having trouble finding customers because they're all first going to the virtual world showroom. They don't even know the filter that's being applied before and why they're not seeing people in the door. You'll hear me, but it used to be that you'd have to go to the dealership to get information. Nowadays, that's no longer the case. So they go to the search engines. They put in their search words, and they try and filter out dealers. And when they see a site like smartwomenbuycars.com, they have the comfort level of the relationship with other women. They have the confidence of knowing that they're not talking directly to some hard-sell car dealership because they've been pre-filtered. The search engine optimization and search engine marketing investment that Ron has made, I can tell you right now, the checks he's writing each month are remarkable. You, as an individual dealer, couldn't afford that. The common point I'm making is leverage. The ability to leverage your message onto the internet to attract women shoppers and to own them exclusively within your zip code and your area, that's the magic of the math. Wouldn't you agree, Carl, that that's part of the leveraged value that they're offering by investing and evolving in the shared message and the network leverage message of smartwomenbuycars.com? Carl, are you there with us?
Yes, Phil. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, very simply, wouldn't you agree that the real other added value of investing and involving in the network of smartwomenbuycars.com is the leveraged value you have of the search engine optimization and search engine marketing that's going to find these women shoppers that are avoiding car dealerships, and the value of adding that without having to put another hard cost into your site is allowing you to approach customers that you would not even have seen before because they hate car dealers?
Absolutely, Phil, and my reply is twofold. First, what you're doing is you're branding your dealership as a woman-friendly dealership. Very, very important. Second, as for the optimization, think of it. What would it cost you to rank yourself in Google, MSN, or Yahoo in the number one or number two spot? You couldn't be able to do it. We smartwomenbuycars.com can do it, and we can then get you the traffic because of the ranking. So imagine this. If anyone wants to test the program right now or after the show, just type in Toyota New York, see what happens. We will come right on the top. You can click on smartwomenbuycars.com and fill that directly goes into the Toyota dealerships that are participating. Think of it. This is a Trojan horse, probably the best mousetrap I've ever seen. And you know what? You're getting that lead exclusively. No one else gets it. And that's refreshing. Because Phil, you know, and you've done this over the years, 10 dealerships get the same lead. After a while, that prospective buyer doesn't want to talk to anybody. Matter of fact, that prospective buyer might just take that right off the market. Then they come right out of the market and just wait and see. We're giving an exclusive now what we require. It's very, very important and really crucial today to your dealership. Plus, let me
Expand on that. I want to expand on that, Carl, because, you know, every once in a while I hear things as a – because don't forget, guys, I was a car dealer for 25 years. And all of the filters that I used to put on were justified because everyone would tell me, you sell one car and you get your money back. Oh, it's a unique proprietary lead. I used to hear that from everybody out there, from Dealix to Cars.com, and I would always wonder how it is that they're telling me the truth, and yet I know for a fact that there are three other dealers talking to this customer because the customers tell me so. I'll give you a little inside tip on that. The way they do that is if you look at the questions, they may very well make you the only Toyota dealer, but somewhere in their reply to the consumer that finds them in their third-party site is, would you also like to look at other comparable vehicles to the Toyota Camry? And all of a sudden, that lead gets distributed into five. You know, there are a lot of sites out there that can find you right up front that they do multiple dealers, but hey, you'll get it first and the fastest finger wins. And I don't know about you guys, but if you get into that kind of a dynamic and you know for a fact that four or five dealers are going to be blasting that very same customer, you're not only diluting your ability to close them because the ratio is divided amongst five stores, but you're changing what we just said, which is the message on the street has to match the message on the showroom floor. If you do not treat women differently than conventional car buyers, or even the male car buyers out there. I don't have reverse discrimination here, but I'm telling you right now, women are very relationship-based. The confidence that you have in a referral through a network that's designed to accommodate a woman profile, you know, the philosophy of social networking sites is something that's built into the design of smartwomenbuycars.com. We have another social networking site we promote, carfolks.com. It's a little bit more of a generic audience. It's car buyers in general, and they're purely social networking, word-of-mouth referrals. That's an opportunity, by the way, that I know smartwomenbuycars.com is looking into to expand the ability to have a built in blog and built-in platform for consumers to vent and for us to share these conversations and our dealers to benefit from these kinds of conversations. There's so much new product development happening with smartwomenbuycars.com that one of the other points I want to add to compliment Carl's comments is this is ground floor in theory, but not ground floor in practice. If you look at some of the realities of what's going on in search engines and what's going on in consumers' use of the internet, you'll recognize that there's already an established segment of the market that is using the internet to find third-party sites. We forced that issue in conventional lead generations because we didn't have proper SEO and SEM leverage. We didn't apply the math to our own sites, so we just didn't exist in the search engines. Well, that's been fixed. There's a lot of dealers out there that are very competitive now. They have guys like me working for them, and Rob Paglia, one of the other consultants we strongly recommend on our portal, he's the National Director of Digital Marketing for ADP, and consultants like Ralph and I and others out there are already getting in the game to give dealers the common leverage that these third-party sites created their entire industry on. But the one thing we cannot do is buy word of mouth. We cannot buy online reputations. That will only be accomplished by a third party because it's really tough when you try to tell a customer how nice you are when you're doing it yourself. It's just too common sense based to the fact that you think it's prejudicial, you have self-serving agendas here, but by coming in through a third-party social networking site, or by coming in through a site that brands themselves as a smartwomenbuycars.com and complements that with the confidence that people that visit the site that there's training being associated and there's a filter on qualified dealers to join the community. And the videos that they post, like it's not just posting price and product and information, but they're posting information on the people behind it. Each of the dealers gets their own video produced on their store with the key personnel talking to the customer on their level, women talking to women. Now, again, it's tough for both Carl and I to have that conversation, but not tough for us to understand the need for it. You know, again, what do we say about delegating and doing? Granted, we'll delegate that role in that video to a woman, my recommendation, and my observation on the dealers that have taken advantage of it. But the bottom line point is that we're backing these women in their training and in their support and in their priority at our dealerships in order to give the message to women the way they want to hear it, which is honestly and in an informational, conversational form, not in a you got to call the dealership or email me your social security number. You know, the chat is an example of that. There's a lot of other opportunities. For example, Ron and I, over the weekend, we made a decision that we're going to move forward and create another section on the site, which is, other informational resources for women. We're already networking now to add added leverage by tying in links to other women-based websites that have nothing to do with the car industry. Why? Because we want to be the go-to women. We want to be the one-stop site, not only for their automotive needs, but for them to join a network of women-related industries and women-related issues that are all going to be linked into the smartwomenbuycars.com. Another beautiful example of leveraged networking, added value resources. They're going to drive traffic to smartwomenbuycars.com, and you need to get your piece of it. The dealers that have joined the site are not internet geeks. They're car guys. Carl, you probably have some of the names and relationships. You introduced them. Why don't you give the audience some examples of some of the car guys that have got in on the ground floor because they realize you can't wait till tomorrow to do business. You've got to do tomorrow's business today. What are some of the car guys that have already woke up to this thing?
Well, there are many. I would, in New York, okay, we have several of the dealerships from the John Stalupi organization. When they saw it, as a matter of fact, Phil, I have to share this with you. They saw this before the site was even lit up. They saw it with two sheets of paper. The Stalupi organization, they had two words for Ron and I, home run. They understood the importance of driving women into the dealership. They need more women. And I will tell you, going back to the site today, take a look at the buttons from smartwomenbuycars.com. Look at it, new cars, pre-owned, 30-second application, prime, subprime, service. When would you ever see a site offering service specials? And this could be changed. There's also, Phil, something that I really like about the site is a photo gallery. We can take a digital photo, upload it, okay, and show that young lady in a zip code. Imagine a woman shopping in a zip code. Wow, that's my neighbor. I didn't realize she bought a car from that Toyota dealership.
You know what, Ron? Carl, I'm going to have to shut you off for a second. We have 48 seconds remaining, so I want to end it with the solution. We've already surfaced the problem. We've already given the solution, which is, of course, to invest and involve in smartwomenbuycars.com. But it's important you all understand the confidence we all have in driving the opportunity to all of our agencies out there and all of the web servers that found us because of the audience that we've developed. And that is just go to adagencyonline.net. There's a logo there for smartwomenbuycars.com. It's a free resource. Free online network of automotive advertising technologies and applications. SmartWomenByCars.com logos on the right. You click on the logo, it'll bring you through to a video of me explaining why we selected them. Continue to drill down. We'll put you in touch with the decision makers on the other end to move forward. Carl, all I can say is I agree. Home run, grand slam, put all the male macho turns to it. It all boils down to earning the women's business by giving them the information they need. Carl, got to go. Show's over. Have a great day. Thanks for your input.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Bye-bye.